thanks for coming, John. Do you cut the skin off your tomatoes for your sandwiches?
Never do.
What about the crusts on your white bread?
No, leave that on as well. Okay. But I know people that do exact opposite.
Yes.
There are hundreds of varieties of tomatoes. How should we begin?
What I recommend is that you choose one that you've never grown each year, and also another one that you have grown and been happy with.
So you have sort of a fail-safe if that new one doesn't turn out quite like you hope it will.
Yeah, well, you'll explore the varieties, like Big Boy or Beefsteak, or my favorite from my alma mater is Rutgers.
There's a Rutgers tomato.
Rutgers tomato, nice red one. And then the heirlooms. A really funny name is an old heirloom tomato called Mortgage Lifter. And there's Green Zebra and Black Russian, which is a purpley color. And today we're going to plant some great white tomatoes. And I've never grown them, so this is my year for great white.
What do we need in addition to the actual plants?
Okay. Well, we need sunshine. You should locate your plants or your containers at least 6 or more hours of sun every day. And also, if you've grown tomatoes in the same spot year after year in the ground, you might want to choose a different spot this year and rotate your crops a little.
So let's just move over to the area that we're going to plant these tomatoes.
I do have my pointed garden spade. All right, now I grew these from seed, and then they got bigger, and I transplanted them into these cups. They're like ladies in waiting. They've been waiting around for me to get to them. So instead of digging a deep, deep hole, 2 feet deep, because for this tall plant, I am going to lay it down. See this? This tomato is being planted horizontally.
So right now it looks like the plant fell into the hole.
Fell into almost a trench.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
It's buried except for the top 8 inches of tomato plant.
Two-thirds or half of the plant is actually underground now?
Exactly. The reason you bury part of the stem is because roots will come out all along the stem. It's only these tall ones that you have to do this to.
Okay.
Now we're ready to stake it. Here is a great big metal stake.
What is that, about 4.5, 5 feet?
It's 5 feet at least, yeah. Okay, so we push it down. And then I have some twine. And you make a loop around your tomato. And then you make another loop around the stake so it's a figure eight.
And nothing tight.
Very loose and a lot of room for it to grow. We're going to water thoroughly. And I'll keep an eye on these for the next couple of weeks to make sure they don't wilt.
Absolutely. So when we're enjoying those deliciously messy tomato sandwiches, we have you to thank for getting us started.
Thanks for coming, John. I appreciate it.
And for more on what we've talked about today, visit us at wabe.org/citycafe.